So this is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1669. This is dated Aleph Tammuz Tovshiyud Beis, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is writing to a woman, and that's why he starts with Bracha of Shalom. And the Rebbe writes to her as follows: I was happy to receive your letter dated on Friday in the portion of Shlach, about in which you write that after you were contemplating the question of educating of your children, you with your husband came to this decision to send your children to the Lubavitcher Yeshiva, and you're adding that you were fighting with the idea because you're saying your children are precious to you. So that's why she was. So the Rebbe says, I want to confirm this that I have already told you verbally, that you don't need to fight with yourself about this. You don't have to struggle with this. And the opposite, because the children are precious to you, so then you're certainly that you wish the maximum that you can give them, especially as far as the education, which is the basis and impacts the entire life. And with the fact that you give them into one of the best yeshivas of the world, so then it's for sure that this is going to be good for them. This is do good for them for their entire life. Even in cases that right now you can't imagine, I'm also sure that in a short time passing, you yourself will see the righteousness and the goodness from your decision that you had decided. So the Rebbe says, because you love your children, because they're precious, you don't have to struggle. You send them to yeshiva. That's the best choice that you made, and it's going to be with them for the rest of their life. As far as your question, shall you go and get a job in order to diminish you're missing the children, because the children, she was with them, and now they're going to go to school. So she wants to get a job so that she wouldn't be lonely missing her children. So the Rebbe says that the first condition is that you have to, as much as your health permits it, that you have to make sure that you're healthy enough that you can handle it. If you think that it's not going to, God forbid, cause any health issues, so the Rebbe says perhaps it would be a good idea that you should occupy yourself or work only a few hours a day. And the Rebbe writes in English, actually, you can see,
Not full time.
The Rebbe says not to do it in full time. Just a
little bit. Not to do it in full time.
The Rebbe wishes you, her and your family, that you should be a true Jewish Hasidic home, and you and your husband, may he live, shall receive real nachas, Yiddish nachas, from your children, may they live with a blessing. The Rebbe writes here in a footnote that your donation I have passed on to the Merkaz L'Inyonei Chinuch, that's the institution for, that's the organization that was for educational matters, which works on this area to better the education of Jewish children. And this would extend to you blessing in the education of your own children, may they live. The Rebbe says, I'm also adding here a copy from my letter that is connected to vacation time. That I think that you can utilize this to influence for the good to your acquaintances. So Rebbe is basically telling him, don't worry about sending your kids to Lubavitcher Yeshiva, that's the best for your children. And the Rebbe says, if you want to go to work, not to be lonely, only do it part-time. And the Rebbe says the fact that they give charity for educational matters is going to help them with their own matters.